to be healthy, you need to first focus on what you're eating. And when something goes wrong, you have to, in case of emergency, turn towards medicine, right? What we've done with the Quran, unfortunately, and with Islam, is that we come to Islam with different issues and we see what medicine Islam has to offer.
I'm sure you heard about climate change.
I think I heard about it, yeah.
Climate anxiety.
I think I'm still on this planet, so I probably did hear about it, yeah.
Like, there's very little spoken about it in terms of, in relation with Quran.
Okay.
And because the youth today is constantly being taught the same.
I love your question. I love your question.
And we are going through a lot of climate anxiety, like, people who are learning and who are protesting or who are in the movement, they go through a lot of it. Like, there's a feeling that I feel that, am I going in the wrong direction? Thinking, Kamath, is anything going to happen? So, many questions. So, it's just a topic that whether you have thought about it or...
I'll give you an analogy. So here goes. There's food and there's medicine, right? To be healthy, you need to first focus on what you're eating. And when something goes wrong, you have to, in case of emergency, turn towards medicine, right? What we've done with the Quran, unfortunately, and with Islam, is that we come to Islam with different issues and we see what medicine Islam has to offer, right? So we've turned Islam into a prescription, a series of prescriptions, right? The Quran fundamentally is actually healthy nutrition. Yes, it does offer prescriptions, but fundamentally it's something you're supposed to consume every day, and it builds a certain kind of immunity in you. It builds a certain kind of vitality in you, right? And if we did, from that perspective, people come and ask, what does Islam say about this issue? What does Islam say? What does the Quran say about that issue? Or climate change, for example, right? And in a sense, that's like asking for a prescription on what to do with this issue or that issue. My problem with that is that there's an endless number of problems in the world, right? And the Quran has, that our assumption is the Quran must have an endless source of answers for each and every single issue. We're approaching this wrong. The Quran is offering us a unique set of nutrition, healthy guidance, and then that guidance applies across all fields. So for example, by applying the guidance of the Quran, we don't become wasteful. By applying the guidance of the Quran, we don't overspend, right? And these are small, even the smallest things the Quran talks about, they have massive environmental impact, don't they, right? So if greed was controlled, which is one of the topics of the Quran, then many major corporations and what they do out of greed to destroy the planet would not be happening. So we're, instead of just getting anecdotal answers, the Quran speaks about this issue or that issue, We need to feed the world and the ummah, starting with the ummah, the nutrition of the Quran, so we become the kind of people that live these solutions instead of just giving a talk about what does Islam say about this problem, that problem. Because my theory is, I don't care if we keep talking about what Islam says about, you know, issue 1, 2, 3, 4 until infinity, none of them are going to be solved by talking about them. But they will be solved when we become people that actually absorb the Quran as a whole and start emulating and emanating its values in what we do, right? Which is a very different worldview, right? So my contribution won't be, here's Numan talking about climate change in the Quran. Does nothing. Okay. It does not. Which is why I'm more interested in studying a surah and then seeing, okay, the reality and how the surah might comment on that reality. But my focus is still the surah, not the issue. So I don't want to study politics in the Quran. I want to study the Quran and then see where politics happens, right? So I'm Quran-centric, not problem-centric in that sense.
Like, right? Today in Morocco, the earthquake hit, right?
Yeah.
And the sign says that because we are drilling so much, there's a disturbance in tectonic plates. But we believe that it's Allah's wrath.
No, we don't believe that. We don't. Who says we believe that?
Okay.
We can believe, you know, corruption manifested in the sea and in the land because of what people did with their own hands. It's in the Quran.
Yeah, I need to learn
Quran. That's the thing. Without Quran, we become oversimplistic, even in our religious view. And we think it's the Islamic view. It's not. How can it be the Islamic view if it's not informed by Allah's own words? How is that the Islamic view? Right? So, and the Quran is nuanced. The Quran is multi-layered. It doesn't give black and white answers to things like that. Right? It's sophisticated. And I believe the more we engage with the Quran, the more sophisticated we'll become.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated, it's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.